tell us, I guess, what you saw that prompted you to start Latinx Hikers.
Just being out here, especially like in North Georgia, like Southeast area, there was hardly ever people who looked like us. And I didn't really notice that. I just felt like I was like coming into other people's spaces, and I didn't know why I didn't feel completely comfortable with it. And then it wasn't until we went to Scion and then we did the Havasupai trek out in Arizona. That's where I noticed like everybody around us was brown. And I was like, man, I feel like great. Like I didn't put two and two together. Like I didn't notice that's why I felt so comfortable and like so welcomed.
You were in good company.
Yeah, it was just like I felt great. And on top of that, like I was with my really close friends too. But I was like, man, something feels a little bit different. And so when we were in Scion National Park, we like looked at each other and we're like, Latinx Hikers. We were like a mile in. I literally ran out to look for signal to create the handle and it wasn't taken. So I was like, oh my gosh, we got it. And then honestly, we just wanted to tell our stories as two Latinas outdoors. And we didn't think that it would like turn into anything where I get to speak on Blue Ridge Public Radio.
Well, and here you are 2 years later.
So cool.
What have you been able to accomplish in that amount of time?
I guess the best thing is just creating the community. Like I just hosted a hike a couple weeks ago. There were about 50 people there and they're all super excited to like go on a hike. We went to Arabian Mountain and then we had like a bonfire in the end and everybody's just like talking to each other, making new friends. A lot of people, they always tell me, they're like, this is something that I didn't know I needed. But thank you so much for creating the space.
Can you unpack for us, as a Latina, as a daughter of immigrants, what is it about the outdoor industry or how it's being represented that, you know, hasn't been presented as a safe space for people of color?
Yeah, this conversation can go like so many ways, but I'll touch on a couple of things. First of all, with advertisements from like outdoor retailers, all you see is your tall, skinny, white people.
Usually with beards.
Yeah, usually with beards, wearing a flannel, which is cute. I like flannel. If you don't see somebody who looks like you, it's like, oh, that's not for me. That's for white people. The other thing I wanted to mention, which I like to mention because it's kind of funny, because my parents are from the jungle part of Ecuador. I remember talking to my dad and telling him, hey, Dad, I'm going to go camping. And he's like, camping? Why are you going to, you're going to go sleep on the floor? He was so confused. He's like, you're going to be so uncomfortable and it's cold outside. He's like, I worked hard to get you a bed. Like, sleep in your bed. So it was kind of like a foreign concept, the outdoor recreation type activities, because outdoors was their life. I don't know. That's why I get super excited, the fact that like I'm bringing on my people in here so they can feel the sense of ownership. Like, hey, like we created these stairs on this whole new route of the Appalachian Trail. And now there's like some sense of ownership to it. Like, yeah, this is something I did, so nobody can say anything else to me.
They are public lands.
Correct. I think it's also like culturally, I didn't know what public lands was until I started Latinx Hikers. I'm like, what are people talking about? To me, I'm just like, I just want people to go outside with me. Come hike. So I started like getting more educated and all that. Yeah, these places are for everybody. There, you don't have to have a membership. Obviously, you have to pay your fees, like right when you park and stuff, but this is all ours.
Well, Luz, thank you so much for talking with us.
Oh, thank you, Cass. I really appreciate it.
Happy trails.